tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world, and I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. Let me see redemption win. Let me know the struggle ends, that you can mend a heart that's frail and torn.
Let me know the struggle ends. Welcome, welcome everyone to this week's Hope Show by Beverly. I am so pleased that all of you out there have joined me. What a beautiful day. Every day is a great day when you're alive to enjoy it. Wouldn't you agree? It is an honor to be with you today. And I want to just say a real quick message out there. My grandbaby today, she turns 3 years old, so happy birthday, Coraline. So anyway, I hope you all will enjoy my message today. Keeping with my recent tradition, the last 30 minutes of today's show, feel free to call in to my program and share what is on your heart. Today's message is about miracles. With the holiday season upon us, I thought it would be appropriate to give a show about miracles. There is so much magic in this time of the year. But as I said on last week's show, miracles and magic shouldn't be limited to the holidays, but should be something that we look for and attempt to create all year long. It should be a lifestyle choice for each and every one of us to enjoy 365 days a year. After today's show, you can go back at your convenience and listen to the entire show again as many times as you want from my podcast page. And you can find that on www.shazizradio.com. If you like today's show, by all means, pass it on to your friends. Better yet, invite your friends to listen to my show on Saturdays. The more the merrier. So what is a miracle? What comes to your mind when you hear the word miracle? I would describe a miracle as something that happens when there doesn't seem to be an explanation for something to happen. A miracle, as described by the dictionary, is an event that surpasses the laws of nature, signifying that there may be a higher power at work, a divine intervention, if you will. A miracle often is defined by the action of an unlikely event, but it's not impossible. Something supernatural. The criteria for classifying an event as a miracle varies. A few examples of a miracle might be someone surviving an illness that's been diagnosed as terminal, escaping a life-threatening situation, or the birth of a child. A miracle is oftentimes thought of as an interruption in the natural scheme of things, a phenomena that can't be explained. Some people don't believe in miracles. Some people are very skeptical of the idea. There seems to be a lot of controversy on this matter. I personally do believe in miracles. But my belief is that miracles are given to us by our Creator, our Heavenly Father. But we also play a part in that as well, and I'll talk about that a little bit later on. It is my belief that with God, all things are possible. A person only has to open the good book, our Bible, to see the word miracle described in many, many ways, such as signs, wonders, great works, mighty deeds, etc. In Genesis 1:1-31, it talks about, in the beginning, God created the heavens and earth. Is that not a miracle in itself, folks? Mark 9:23 says, all things are possible to him that believeth. In Galatians 3:5, it says that God supplies us with his Spirit and works miracles among us. He does it by our faith in what he says. These are just a few of the verses of God's promises to his children. Miracles pass us by every day because we aren't looking for them or paying close enough attention. It's time that we open our eyes to the world around us and stop letting life pass us by. But miracles, like anything else in life, don't just happen, fellow brothers and sisters. We play a part in making our own miracles happen too. It is my belief that we can activate them by being in cooperation with our Heavenly Father. What if you are a non-believer? All is not lost. There are miracles out there in this world for you too. Now is the time to start manifesting some of those miracles in our lives, in our homes, our families, our businesses and jobs, our churches, and our communities. I love this verse from Hebrews 13:8. It says, "Any time he hears the voice of faith, he stops. When anyone speaks word of faith, it's like calling him to attention. He must stop because he is under divine order. The voice of faith places a demand on his power." Fellow brothers and sisters, when we make a demand on God's power, God makes a command. He makes a command on our behalf. Doesn't that verse send a warm, fuzzy feeling up your spine? I just love that verse. It is my belief he releases supernatural powers to change natural situations and causes them to line up with what we believe in our faith. Yes, indeed, a lot of miracles are passing us by because we lack adequate faith. Vow today that you will strengthen your faith and activate the miracles in your life. What are you waiting for? I want to share a quote with you from Cheryl Ann Lingtang. She is quoted as saying, "Happiness starts within. Be real. Appreciate what you have. Enjoy every moment. Spread the love. If everything comes back to you, consider it a miracle." A miracle indeed. Throughout my show today, I want to share with my listening audience a few miracles that have happened to myself and some of my loved ones. This quote reminds me of a very recent what my husband and I perceive as a miracle that occurred in our lives. I won't go into a lot of detail because I don't ever want anyone to get the wrong idea that I'm being boastful. I assure you that that is the last thing I'm trying to be. I share with you such things because I want you to know that real things happen to real folks. There is hope in this world, and it's alive. It's alive. Over the past year, my husband and I have been in a position to help a lot of folks in many different ways. The home we had been living in was very old and had many costly issues that needed to be addressed. We pondered the cost of fixing it or finding another home. Both were very costly. We started searching for another home. We looked and we looked and we looked, and everything was outside of our budget. We had been looking at every option, from living in an RV to living in an office modular or mobile home, whatever it took. But everything we found was too expensive. The funds we had were dwindling. In the summer of this year, something led us to a place just 8 miles from where we currently live. We had tried many times to go to this very place, and always the business was closed. They were trying to go out of business. The business was a prefab home business, but on this one particular day, my husband said that something told him we needed to drive by there again and try to reach someone. Sure enough, the gates were open, and we were able to talk to someone. During our conversation, we discovered that there were 4 large, double-wide office modular units on the lot, and the businessman was eager to sell them because he wanted to get rid of his inventory and sell the land. This one unit spoke to Shaziz and I. The rooms were all intact. It was potentially a 5-bedroom home with 2 bathrooms and a large area for a living room and a kitchen. We saw potential, and the price was ridiculously cheap. We bought it. We knew there would be some remodeling that would need to be done because with this particular office modular, there was no kitchen and no bathtub or shower. but we decided that was certainly no big deal for the price. Also during all of this time, we purchased a piece of land next to our existing house and began to clear the timber away to make room for the new house. There were some delays, some setbacks, but all through the process, our budget was extremely minimal. But things just seemed to fit into place. People were placed in our path that would assist us for very little cost or no cost. Our friends came from all around and assisted us with all kinds of labor, never asking once for anything in return. Excuse me. Finally, the office modular arrived, and it was time to start remodeling and making it into a home. But we needed electricity, water, skirting, all the basic stuff. But by this time, our budget was spent, and winter was around the corner. Shaziz and I were concerned how we were going to get the home complete with all the necessities before winter time hit. Again, friends started contacting us. Mind you, we were not contacting them. They were contacting us, knowing our needs, volunteering their time to help us beat the bad weather. A friend who was an electrician wired and hooked up our electricity. Another friend came out and dug our trenches beforehand so that our friend that was the electrician could go ahead and get that down the ground for us and get it hooked up. So that was one obstacle overcome. We had lights and heat. Then it was getting colder, and still no water or skirting. One day, a man came to our door and said, "Let me see what you need for water." After looking over the situation, he said he would be back tomorrow to put in the water lines. When I asked him what the charge would be, he gave me a big smile, and he told me it was taken care of. Don't worry. I nearly cried. I gave that man the biggest hug. He probably thought I had lost my mind. But I was so overcome with joy. Such a relief. True to his word, next day, he came out and he dug the water lines and put everything in place to the house. We are currently waiting on another person to finish the water hookups on the inside of the house. So yet another obstacle was overcome. Now, we needed skirting. And seriously, now, the weather was upon us. Shaziz priced new skirting at $700, and that was way outside of our budget. I placed an ad online, searching for someone with barn tin for skirting. And another very dear friend, next day, I kid you not, next day, saw that ad, called me up, and told me that his sister had a barn that collapsed from a snowstorm last year. He told me to come and get all the tin we needed. We decided to take the whole barn worth of tin. The woman that had the tin would only accept a love offering price for that tin. Folks, 2 days ago, mere hours before this harsh, cold winter weather hit, my husband and our son and yet another friend got the skirting on our house, and today the weather out there is about 10 degrees and the nights are in the single digits. The wind chill feels like it's -3 last night, but we are warm in our new home. Praise God. Praise God. That is a miracle. God's timing is always perfect. So the quote I read to you earlier reminds me of this very situation for my husband and I. We helped others when we had the opportunity, and when we were in need, it all came back to us. That is a miracle. And on that note, I'm going to take a short break and play you a few songs while you ponder the miracles in your own life.
Thank you. Everybody falls sometimes. Gotta find the strength to rise from the ashes and make a new beginning. Anyone can feel the ache. You think it's more than you can take, but you're stronger, stronger than you know. Don't you give up now. The sun will soon be shining. You gotta face the clouds to find the silver lining. I've seen dreams that move the mountains. Hope that doesn't ever end. Even when the sky is falling. I've seen miracles just happen. Silent prayers get answered. Broken hearts become brand new. That's what faith can do. It doesn't matter what you've heard. Impossible's not a word. It's just a reason for someone not to try. Everybody's scared to death when they decide to take that step. Out on the water, but it'll be alright. Life's so much more than what your eyes have seen. You will find your way if you keep.
I'm so happy.
back, everyone. I hope all of you enjoyed the short break and the songs that I chose. Thank you so much for tuning into the Hope Show today. It's always a blessing for me to be able to share a part of your Saturday with you. Have you ever thought for a moment that the time we all share together online is a miracle as well? Several decades ago, we didn't have the technology that we do today. Going online, meeting new people from all over the world, being friends, and having the world hear you would not have been possible a few decades ago. So with technology, there is so much more that we can do at our fingertips. I would not say that all the things available to us with all of the new technology is necessarily a good thing, but for the most part, it is very exciting times that we live in. When I think of my grandpa and all the things that he witnessed and experienced in his life, now that must have been some exciting times to live in. My grandfather was born in 1908. He has long since passed away, but he lived to see horse and buggy, cars, airplanes, and trains come into existence. He saw electricity being brought into homes, along with water and toilets and telephones. No more lanterns, no more pumping water from a well and carrying it into your house, no more outhouses. What a wonderful time that must have been to experience so many changes. I wish I could have experienced all those modern day inventions with my grandpa as they were being brought into existence. Are those not miracles too? Yes, they were man-made inventions. But who put the thoughts for those inventions into man's head? It forever changed the world. But I'm getting a little off track. So again, I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me here on the Hope Show. Today we are talking about miracles. If you missed the first part of the show, don't worry. After the show has aired, you can go to my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com and listen to the parts that you missed. My shows are always uploaded after they air for your listening convenience. What is a miracle? The last 30 minutes of my show, you will be able to call in and tell me what you think a miracle is. So stay tuned in, and you will have your chance to share those thoughts with the world. A miracle is defined by the dictionary as an event that surpasses the laws of nature, signifying that there may be a higher power at work. A divine intervention, if you will. A miracle often is defined by the action of an unlikely event, but that it is not impossible. Something supernatural. As I mentioned earlier, the criteria for classifying an event as a miracle varies. A few examples of a miracle might be someone surviving an illness that has been diagnosed as terminal, escaping a life-threatening situation, or the birth of a child. A miracle is oftentimes thought of as an interruption in the natural scheme of things, such as a phenomena that can't be explained. I myself believe in miracles, but not everyone is the same or thinks the same. Some do not believe in miracles. I don't know what their personal belief is or how they explain such phenomena, but we are all made unique, each and every one of us, and I respect that, their beliefs. There are little miracles that we take for granted every day, such as waking up in the morning, seeing the sun, the moon, all those many stars in the sky, rainbows. And what about the fruit on the fruit trees? Oh, there are so many miracles around us every day. Too many to count. But there are the big miracles, too. These perhaps don't happen as often, but they certainly do exist. The happenings that occur that you wouldn't, in your biggest imagination, be able to imagine as being possible do, somehow, unexplainably, happen. Have you ever had such things happen to you? I certainly have. Have you ever been involved in a car crash that you should not have survived? Again, I have. My husband has. My daughter Kara has. Not once, but twice. And yet the third, very near miss. I want to share these moments with you. Let's start with my husband, Shaziz. This happened probably some 20 years ago. He was driving on a multiple-lane road in Kansas City in a small sporty car when a semi took a wide turn in front of him. He locked up the brakes, slid sideways under the belly of the rig, and laid down the seat. The rig demolished the top half of his car, and yet Shaziz was able to get out of the car and walk away from the crash. He was quite angry that his favorite sports car had been totaled, but he was alive and safe with only cuts and bruises. About 14 years ago, I was driving a tiny Cracker Jack car, what I call a tiny Cracker Jack car. It's actually one of those very tiny little economy cars. I fell asleep at the wheel while going to pick up my friend from work who worked the graveyard shift. I was traveling on a busy interstate at the time. It was about midnight. I woke up in time to see that the car ahead of me had put on their brakes, and I didn't have time to stop. I swerved to the right and then the left, overcorrecting, trying to save myself and the others on the road from a crash. I ended up rolling the car several times, eventually landing in the median. Cars and semi-trucks were speeding by as I was out of control, rolling the car. The car landed on the driver's side. The windows broke out. My shoes were somehow blown from my feet during the crash. I was able to crawl out through the passenger side window and start running down the highway. Someone chased me down and put a pillowcase around my arm, like a tourniquet, trying to apply pressure to stop the bleeding until help arrived. Because my arm looked like hamburger from the window breaking out. I did not know the extent of my injuries at the time. I just knew there was a lot of blood. But I was a mess for sure. I was not wearing my seatbelt at the time. When the paramedics and the police arrived and assessed the crash, they said that I was a walking miracle. There was no explanation for how I had survived that crash, let alone being able to walk on my own and sit in the back of the ambulance to explain to them what had happened. Another amazing fact about this crash, no one else was involved. It was a one-person collision. It only involved me. I later received 36 stitches in my arm. I felt like a truck ran over me for the better part of a week. I was badly bruised and beat up, but nothing was broken. Praise God. Praise God. My mom and dad called me the next morning and asked me if I was okay. I hadn't even told them about the crash. I hadn't called them. But they knew something bad had happened to me. At the very same time I was having my wreck, Dad reported that my mom was moaning and crying out in her sleep, tossing and turning in bed, as if she was experiencing my wreck in her sleep. My mom lived my wreck in her sleep at that very moment as the car crash was occurring. Isn't that wild, folks? Isn't that absolutely wild? I hope I'm not boring you with the details of my life, but I want to share a couple of miracles that my daughter Kara experienced as well. My daughter has been involved in two car crashes and a third very near miss, and she'll be 23 at the end of this month. In one of them, she was a passenger, and in the other ones, she was the driver. In each of these situations, she was at the wrong place at the wrong time. Her second crash She was the driver, and she was driving her dad's newer 2000 model car. She was on her way to work when she crested a hill doing about 60 miles an hour on cruise control. And a car was stopped at the base of the hill, in the middle of her lane. The car and the occupants were assisting another motorist that was broke down. Kara didn't have time to slow down, much less stop. She collided with the other car, pushing the car and flipping it into a ditch at 60 miles an hour. The other people involved in the wreck, they were in their vehicles at the time. They had picked up the motorist that was broke down and they were giving them a ride back to their home. They were just getting ready to leave, but not in time to save the crash from happening. Kara is all of about 115 pounds, and she's 5 foot 7 inches tall. She is very petite. Her dad's car was a bigger, better built, and the other car involved in the wreck was a little economy car. Everyone walked away from that wreck with only cuts and bruises. Kara had a concussion and a few minor scrapes and cuts. But once again, nothing was broken. No major injuries. Both cars completely totaled. When I recite the events of this wreck, though it has probably been some 2 or 3 years ago, I always get a chill down my spine and tears well up in my eyes. And I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that God and His angels spared my baby girl that day. Kara told me that after the wreck, that while the wreck was occurring, a sense of calm washed over her, and she looked over at the passenger side of the car she was driving, and there was a man sitting there beside her. He told her step by step how to respond, to get in the console of her dad's car and get her dad's pocket knife, cut the airbag as it came out, because it would surely have crushed her petite body, pull back on the seat release to move the seat as far away from the driver's wheel as possible, how to steer herself out of the crash safely and avoid the other oncoming traffic and park the car in a place off the road out of further harm's way. After the car came to rest, she jumped out of the car, running to the other car to help those folks until help came. The whole time, the man is with her, guiding her steps. Once the police and the ambulance arrived, she looked up and the man had vanished. I am convinced, I am utterly convinced to this day, that was her guardian angel. Another interesting fact about this wreck, a young friend of ours also had a friend, and that very same day, this other girl also lived locally, had a wreck with nearly the very same circumstances. Once again, it was a girl driving. She was the same age, size, and stature as Kara. She was rushed to the hospital with severe injuries and later that same day died in the hospital. When the obituary for the girl came out in the paper, she even looked similar to Kara. Same hair length and color, same eye color. Her hair was styled the same way. It was all so very surreal and eerie at the same time. Another instance that just happened probably a month ago. Again, my daughter, this was the third in the near miss. On her way home from work about 9:30 at night, there was a car that came speeding up from behind her. Some young people were driving, and they went to pass her in a little PT Cruiser, and they lost control and they flipped no more than a foot or two in front of her blazer, lost control and flipped right in front of her. And they were doing 55 and 60 miles an hour. And again, no one was hurt, and the PT Cruiser was the only one that had a collision. And somehow, I can't explain it. All I can say is it was a miracle that my daughter was not involved in that wreck as well. Because that PT Cruiser was careening out of control in front of her, flipping within just a foot or two of her bumper. Things work out in mysterious ways. They certainly do. Can anyone in my listening audience explain these occurrences? I certainly can't. All I can say is it was a miracle, a divine intervention. I'm going to take another short break, but before I go to break, I do want to say something. Over the next several weeks, I will be playing some holiday songs. I realize that not all of my listening audience celebrates the same holidays as we do here in America, and perhaps your country doesn't celebrate a Santa Claus. I do not wish to offend anyone's religion or beliefs, and I will certainly keep this foremost in my mind as I am selecting my songs for the next several weeks, so as not to upset or offend anyone. So with that said, go fill up your mugs, sit back, and enjoy some music, folks.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul. I worship Your holy name. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing Your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the evening comes. His holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. You're rich in love and You're slow to anger. Your name is great and Your heart is kind. For all Your goodness I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. His holy name. Sing like never before. is fading, the end draws near, and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holiday. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways,
for the holidays you can't be home sweet home.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Sunshine of a friendly gaze.
I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore.
From Atlantic to Pacific,
gee, the traffic is terrific.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam,
if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home sweet home.
Days
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Happy holiday. Happy holiday.
It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus is coming round. The Christmas snow is white on the ground. When old Santa gets into town, he'll be coming down the chimney down. It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy. Santa's a great big bundle of joy when he's coming down the chimney down.
When he's coming down the chimney down,
he'll have a big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season,
the holiday season.
So a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney down. A big fat pack upon his back, and lots of goodies for you and for me. So leave a peppermint stick for old Saint Nick hanging on the Christmas tree. It's the holiday season, so a hoop-dee-doo and dickery-dock, don't forget to hang up your sock, 'cause just exactly at 12 o'clock he'll be coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney, coming down the chimney down.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday.
Happy holiday. While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holiday to you.
Welcome back. Welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed that short break and the bit of holiday cheer that I sent to you. I'm so happy that all of you are here to join me today. If you are just tuning in, we are talking about miracles today. We have determined that miracles can be small and they can be big. Also, we have determined that miracles can happen every day, and we can and do play a big part in manifesting our own miracles by believing. We all desire and need miracles in our life, in our homes, our families, our businesses and jobs, our churches, and our communities. What would our life be like without them? What would our lives be like without them? If you are just tuning in after this show is aired, it will be uploaded to my podcast page on www.shazizradio.com. So if you've missed part of this amazing show, you can catch it again later and listen to the whole thing. You can invite your friends to listen with you. The last 30 minutes of today's program, I will be opening up the call lines so that each of you have the opportunity to call in and share with us a miracle that has happened to you and share with us what a miracle means to you. So be thinking about that, and when the time comes for me to cue you in to call, please do so. My husband and I always love hearing from our listening audience. All of you are very dear friends. So please, don't be shy. Call in via Shaziz's Skype address when it is time to do so. Not right this moment, but very, very soon. I will let you know a little bit later when it is time. Fellow brothers and sisters, when I look back over my life, I have been so very blessed with many, many miracles, great and small, too numerous to count. We've had children and grandchildren, and out of all the millions and billions of people in this world, God handpicked Shaziz to be my husband. My husband. And the good Lord made an excellent choice for me. I have been a very happy woman ever since. It was all written in the good book before we were born. how our lives would play out, the people that we would be put into contact with, our friends, every last detail. For every season in our lives, there is a time and a reason for everything. So again, I ask you, what is a miracle? How can you tell if something is a miracle? What makes it a miracle? Questions, questions, questions. All these questions. Will we ever come to a definite conclusion that will completely satisfy our curiosity? I believe that ultimately you do decide what a miracle is. I believe that some miracles, the real biggies, are unexplainable events that pick your curiosity and leave you in awe, leaving you wondering, did that just happen? How did that happen? If you believe in a supernatural realm, which I most definitely do, people all over the world, throughout all of history, have reported experiencing many different types of miracles. Each person's individual perspective on an event determines whether you consider it to be a miracle or not. What one may deem as a miracle, another person may not view it in that way at all. As each and every person is unique and individual, same as the snowflakes in the sky, no two snowflakes are the same. Neither is her or his miracle. People, miracles, snowflakes, God doesn't make these things from a cookie-cutter mold. God doesn't make these things from a cookie-cutter mold. Are trees identical? And how about this? Think about this for a moment. As human beings, is our right side identical to our left side? Generally not. There is usually an ever so slight difference, but not noticeable enough to the human eye. But we, as humans, know these things about ourselves. Perhaps one foot is slightly smaller than the other. Maybe one side of your hair lays differently when you go to comb it. Maybe it lays better than the other. I can relate to that one. It makes me so frustrated sometimes because I get one side looking just perfectly the way I want it, and the other side is eh. So I can relate to that one. But each and every one of us is very special and especially made with a very specific purpose in mind. Miracles are much the same way. Miracles are put in place to teach us things. We are to learn something from them, and it is up to us to figure out what that is. First of all, it is important to know that miracles are visible signs of invisible grace. Are you guys still with me? Are you still following me? I hope I haven't lost anyone throughout my show. But I so love that. So much that I'm going to repeat it again. Miracles are visible signs of invisible grace. How utterly cool is that? How amazing is that? That blows my mind. We receive grace on a daily basis, but in the middle of our busy everyday lives, trying to make a living, taking care of our family and friends, we can miss that. Grace holds us together the whole of our lives. Grace watches over us and comes to our aid if we ask. Honoring grace and following our intuition doesn't always come easy. But it is a choice that we decide to make or not to make. As humans, each of us have an inner power that we possess that helps guide us to change our own lives and impact other lives in a very profound way. If you don't believe me, Think for a moment how easily it can be to take away someone's spirit by one glance or by merely the words you speak to them. How do you share your divine grace to the world, to those who are less fortunate, to your family and friends? When was the last time you really went all out and did something for someone else, putting them first before yourself? Fellow brothers and sisters, it is never too late to start living by faith, start manifesting our own miracles through God's amazing grace for us, and to spread some miracles around to others. It's much like when Kara was very little. Every year we had a tradition together. We would make reindeer food for Santa's reindeer that pulled his sled full of goodies, and we would make homemade cookies. We thought it was just as important that the reindeer get food on Christmas Eve as it was that Santa would have his plate of cookies and glass of milk waiting when he arrived at our house. I provided Kara with a little bit of magic, a little bit of a miracle, if you will, on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Every night after it got dark, every Christmas Eve, and before it was time to go to bed, we would make up a batch of reindeer food that consisted of dry oatmeal and silver glitter. We would shake up the mixture real good. We would bundle ourselves up in our coat and our mittens. And we would go outside with laughter and excitement and glee. We would sprinkle the entire yard. If snow had fallen, it was truly a beautiful sight indeed. The sparkling glitter on the fresh fallen snow would surely be seen by Santa and his reindeer up in the sky so high that Christmas Eve. Every Christmas morning would come, and Kara would rush to the living room to look under the tree, and then she would rush to the kitchen to see if Santa had ate his cookies and drank his milk. And it never failed. Not once. She was met with an empty plate, only with a few cookie crumbs and an empty glass. Her face would light up. A miracle, a touch of magic, had been given to her that Christmas day. So folks, don't ever underestimate yourself. Spread some cheer. Make some miracles happen for someone. Make some miracles happen for yourself. Share laughter. Make memories. Give to someone this holiday season. Be blessed and be a blessing to someone else. And when the holiday season is over, don't stop there. Don't stop there. Keep it going throughout the rest of the year and the following year to come and the year after that and so on and so forth. Miracles happen every day, great and small. Unique and individual for the person that they are meant for. We each define what a miracle is to us with our own perception and own perspective on life. Miracles are meant to teach us things. We learn from them. And it is up to us to determine what that is that we are meant to learn. Miracles are divine. Miracles are invisible grace. I have a poem that I'd like to share with you before I go on to break. The name of this poem is Always Believe in Miracles. Believe in your heart that something wonderful is about to happen. Love your life. Believe in your own powers and your own potential and in your own innate goodness. Wake up every morning with the awe of just being alive. Discover each day the magnificent, awesome beauty in the world. Explore and embrace life in yourself and in everyone you see each day. Reach within to find your own specialness. Amaze yourself and rouse those around you to the potential of each new day. Don't be afraid to admit that you are less than perfect. This is the very essence of your humanity. Let those who love you help you. Trust enough to be able to take what is offered. Look with hope to the horizon of today, for today is all we truly have. Live this day well. Let a little sun out, as well as in. Create your own rainbows. Be open to all your possibilities. All the possibilities and miracles. Always believe in miracles. Let us go to a short break, and when we return, it will be time to call in to my show and share something about miracles with my husband and myself, along with all of the listening audience. So with that said, I'm going to go ahead and play you a few more tunes. So get your finger on the dial, Shaziz's Skype address, and when we come back from these tunes, I'm going to open those lines up for all of you to call in and share with us a miracle that has happened in your life, or what you, what's your take on miracles? What's a miracle to you? Enjoy the tunes, folks.
Thank you.
back, everyone. If you were just tuning in, this show has been a real treat. But you can catch all of it in a few hours on my podcast page at www.shazizradio.com. We have been talking about miracles this morning, and during this break, Shaziz and I were reminiscing about some of the things that have happened in our lives, and so we were having a good time and enjoying the songs and things like that as well. But as I promised you, it is now time to open up the phone lines to hear from our listening audience. So please, Skype in via Shaziz's address and share a miracle you have had in your own life. So, Shaziz, what do you think?
I think it's a miracle you didn't choke out the reindeer with that concoction you were throwing out in the yard. I mean, come on, oatmeal and glitter?
Yeah.
What are you trying to do, man? That'd get stuck in the back of the neck. Did you even give them some milk or something?
No, that's what the snow was there for, the water, you know? It was like a three-in-one thing, you know? Whenever they lick the oatmeal and the glitter up, they get a little bit of water in there, too. It makes it kind of smoothly slide on down.
Stinks to be a reindeer in your neighborhood. Hey, speaking of that, we went camping one time. I told the story just on my last show here about we had some French toast for breakfast, and, you know, she didn't want to be wasteful, so she figured she'd go and feed it to the little birdies outside. Well, I was watching her out the window, and I was watching where she's going. I said, man, she's not really going to do that, is she? And I said, oh, man, she really is. She put the French toast in the pit for the horseshoe pit. So that poor little bird going to be over there trying to chew on some French toast and get clinged with a horseshoe.
Honestly, folks, I did not mean to do that. Well, I did mean to put it in the horseshoe pit, but I honestly was not thinking about where I put it. I was trying to put it in a nice, clean little area so the birds could eat it without, you know, grass and all that stuff. And so my heart was in the right place, but...
Now they got to dodge, bob, and weave horseshoes while they're trying to have French toast.
Ah, it makes life exciting.
I even took a picture of it and put it on my phone, so if anybody ever needs a picture of that French toast, give me a holler and I'll get it to you. Anyway, her heart was in the right place. And it's a good show about miracles. And I think that the majority of the individuals out there in the world, as good-hearted as they may be, And I think the majority of the folks out there kind of overlook the simple miracles of the sun coming up every single morning and giving you a fresh day. What do you think?
I think so, too. It's just, you know, like I said in my show, you know, so many people miss those little miracles, you know, and they're going on all day long, 24/7, you know, and it's just so easy to get busy with our lives and just think, you know, take for granted and think, oh, that's supposed to happen.
Well, here's a big one. You know, not everybody out there is, in belief of a divine creator, you know. But even in a world of total chaos, if this was all by accident and it was a total chaos, it's a miracle how everything just seemed to play out just right at the right time, the right place for everybody to come together like we're doing here on all these different networks. So to me, miracles happen on a minute-by-minute basis.
I believe so, too. I don't believe in coincidences. I certainly believe that all things happen for a reason.
Well, you know, we got Chrissy calling in.
Hey, Chrissy!
Hurry up, push the button. Don't leave her hanging.
Hi, Chrissy.
Can you hear us? Hello!
Can you hear us on there?
We see your smiling face. Testing 1, 2. Do we have Chrissy? Earth to Chrissy. Get your microphone turned on. We can see your smiling face, but we can't hear your beautiful voice.
And that's a miracle in itself. We love seeing your smiling face.
Yeah, Skype is a miracle, man. You get to talk to people from all over the globe.
That's right.
Well, Chrissy, I hope you get your microphone turned on pretty quick. Anyway, in the meantime, until we hear you in there, we'll just keep on talking about miracles. Miracles are everywhere. They're all around you. You know, every springtime there's a miracle. You know, everything dies off in the wintertime, and then springtime, the flowers come out, and the bees are buzzing around.
I'm here.
Yay, we got Chrissy. It's a miracle.
Hi, thanks for having me. Can you hear me?
Yes, yeah, thank you. Great. Thank you for joining us.
Well, look, that's one of the no-nos on radio, dead air. Did we lose you again?
No, I had to reset my speakers.
Okay.
How's that?
So
perfect.
How's life working for you in miracle department?
My life is one big miracle. Let me tell you.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, you know, I was listening to Beverly, and I listened to your show today, and I was so happy that I got up early enough to listen, and I'm just so grateful for people who just share a loving and uplifting message, because we hear so much about the problems of the world. To hear about the joy and the good things in life and the laugh a little bit is really wonderful. So thank you both for that. My life, I live in the mountains, so I don't think I have to tell you two about that. But I'm right now living with my sister. I'm not working. It's just been a whirlwind of situations that have happened to me over the last 6 months since May. So it's like 7 months. And everything's been so synchronistic. The people I've met since I've come to LaPorte, Pennsylvania. I moved from Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. And the things I've been able to accomplish. I just had, we attempted to have a alternative energy seminar. And it didn't really work because the internet was not set up properly. It was a wireless connection, and it just didn't work. It just, to have a hard landline and dedicated internet and modem and all that stuff, don't even try to do it with a Wi-Fi. Although I do broadcast my show with a Wi-Fi every night when I'm on the radio, so that's a miracle in itself. And the people who came to the live broadcast, the people that were in the audience, they all loved with the little bit that they heard, and we're going to reschedule it, and it's going to happen again. And we just want to get that message out that there are alternatives to the carbon-based fuel systems and the nuclear power systems and all this other crazy stuff that they keep, you know, how do you say it? They're controlling us. They're keeping us down, they're taking all our money, and they're just giving us nothing in return. And people are waking up, and that's a miracle in itself, you know.
Amen.
When I first heard this information, I thought, you know, people will never wake up, but now I see them waking up. So it's because of people like you, Beverly and Shaziz, and ShazizRadio.com and AwakeRadio.co.uk that we have these wonderful awakenings and things happening. So it's all wonderful.
Well, if it'll help you out whenever you do your next energy convention, I'd love to do a, you know, you could pencil me in for a Skype call or whatever, and heck, we can talk about alternative energy that way if you like.
I would love it, and that's really what I want to do, and I want it to continue. I just don't want to have one. I want it to be an ongoing, and with that Google Hangouts, boy, we could do them every night. It's just amazing. Technology is just opening up for us, so we have a lot of opportunities, a lot of way to do this, so let's get together, and let's just keep putting this stuff out there, because the more we get it out into the, you know, the ethers, the more we get it out, you know, in our consciousness and understand it and believe it and project it with our thoughts and our intentions, the more other people get it. So
hey,
it's just amazing.
You know what's funny about something you said just a second ago?
What?
About the technology. See, the elite put a lot of technology out here to spy on us, but it's kind of backfiring in their faces because we're using the technology to talk to one another.
Absolutely, and that's what we have to do. Skype is our friend, Facebook is our friend, Google is our friend,
yes.
Even Google Plus.
As far as the government and everybody spying on us, we already know they're spying on us. They've been spying on us since day one, so, you know, hey.
Absolutely.
Just say hi to everybody out there. Hi, NSA, TSA, DEA, and FBI, and all that. How you guys doing? Merry Christmas.
You know, and as I mentioned earlier, you know, 10, 15, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, none of this existed.
Right.
And so it's really awesome that we're able to do this now.
Yeah.
And we need to keep the ball rolling, because these networks, I love what we have going on with Awake Radio and We Roar and No Borders Radio and Shaziz Radio and all the other networks that rebroadcast and simulcast. Because we got the opportunity of a lifetime right here to bring together people from all over the globe. And you can talk to people in any country, you know, and those folks are just like us. They live right. and breathe and laugh and cry and die just like we do. And all they want is to raise their families and have an enjoyable life, enjoy the miracle of life itself, and, you know, nature.
Absolutely, I totally agree. And people all around the world are coming to the same conclusions, and they're doing the same things that we're doing. Just like you, Shaziz, you're in your laboratory, and you're making these wonderful, amazing, what do you want to call them?
Discoveries.
Rediscoveries. Amazing.
But you know, the point is that all these folks out here, you know, don't ask. Just do it, you know? If you see something broke, just fix it. Don't
Yay!
Try.
Yeah.
Don't think about it. Don't second guess it. Just do it.
That's how real change comes about. By we, the people, us, the individuals, talking to one another like we're doing right now, you know, and sharing ideas and information and love across the world. It's not going to happen via any representation. You've seen their track record. It stinks.
Right. And that's what was the conclusion when everybody was leaving, because the internet sucked. When we had our little seminar, they said, it's an individual change. We have to change our way we think and act, and then we can have a bigger effect on the rest of the world. So it just was amazing. It's just been an amazing time since August. The end of August, I moved to LaPorte, Pennsylvania with my sister and her husband and their family, and they've just been so loving and so kind. And I just want to say my daughter Melanie and her boyfriend Leif are getting married December 13th. I'm leaving tomorrow to go help with the kids.
Yay. Congratulations!
I know, and they're so nervous and excited, and they're having a crazy wedding. They're going to dress up like superheroes. And it's going to be... I tried to get them to get Ozzy Osbourne to officiate. I said, send him a video and tell him you want him to do your wedding.
That'd be cool.
And they'll go, oh, he'll never do it. I said, well, you'll never know unless you do it. I should have said it. I should have said
you
should
have.
You know, when
I dropped the ball.
I expect some pictures on Facebook. I want to see this.
When you was talking about those folks leaving because the internet wasn't working very good, you know what they should have done is what we do here on Awake Radio and We Roar and No Borders and Shaziz Radio. When we have a crash, one of us pulls our technology in there and keeps the ball rolling. So somebody around there had a cell phone or an iPhone or whatever.
Yeah, they did, but there was only there was less than an hour left, and people had been sitting there for 2 hours with this thing just not working, and some of them just were frustrated, and I completely understood. But about a handful of people hung out after I put the setup away and cleaned up. And we just chatted for another half hour, and it was, and that's, you know, that's kind of the things we talked about. What can we do? How can we make a change? What's really going on? Boy, this system's really crazy. All the stuff that, you know, and knowing that these people think exactly like I do, it's like I'm singing to the choir. Here I'm thinking of putting out new information to people, and in a sense, it was the zero point and the over unity was something that they weren't real familiar with, and we really didn't get to that. But they asked. They said, "Can you reschedule this? Can we reschedule this?" And you know, and I said, "Yes," and I'll ask. And yes, Shaziz, you and your Knights of the Round Table and Beverly and everybody at Awake and everybody at Shaziz, I want everybody to participate in this. I want it to be ongoing, and I want to have everybody come and say and talk about their experiences, because I think that's what this is all about. And I'm just so grateful to have this opportunity, and I want to thank you both for providing this source of the information, technology, and joining up with Awake Radio and everybody, all the administrators, for Paul, our sweet Paula Mathers, and Granada Steve for all the work they do. And just, you know, we are so blessed with all the wonderful hosts that we have. at Awake and Shiziz. We got Muddy, we got Colty, we got Kent, you know, and all the wonderful people. We got Rick and my Pammy and Lisa and Al, and, you know, I'll forget everybody's name, but we have so many amazing people and so many people still coming in that are just delivering the most amazing messages, and it's just like a joy. It's a miracle. It's a miracle how things blossom.
It is. I agree.
One of the things that my hero taught me, old Nikola Tesla, was that nature is the best teacher. And so with that said, common sense and a little bit of basic science, nature can teach us a lot of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah, and we're losing touch with that. That's part of the problem. And that's what I told them. They wanted to know why I was involved in this. And one of the things I said is that there was a lot of older people in the audience, and I said, your grandparents and your grandparents' grandparents had information about health, about how to live in harmony with the land, about using energy, and their eyes perked up and they were really listening to me. And I said, we're losing that information, and I don't want my grandchildren and their children not to have that opportunity. And you know, they were like, yeah, they're shaking their head, going, yeah. And I said, that's what this is about. This is ancient technology. This isn't something that just, you know, came to us in, you know, in some dream. This is stuff that we forgot about, or we were blocked, suppressed from having information.
Absolutely.
They were burning water in tractors back in the old days to save on fuel. And so with that said, everybody back then knew a lot of stuff that, you know, kind of got suppressed over the years. For those people out there listening in and think that you can't make a difference in this world, I'm here to tell you you're wrong, because if you're on Facebook or YouTube or any of the social networks out there, point them in the direction of the people like us that are out here trying to make a difference in the world and get this information out to the world. That's the key. That's how we're going to make a difference, by keeping this ball rolling. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Radio silence. That's a radio no-no.
I know.
Don't everybody jump to the mic at once. Might hurt somebody.
You know, this show has been a real treat for me, because, you know, it really made me think about my grandpa a lot, and he's been gone for over 20 years, but, you know, and I was thinking about all the changes and the things, like what you said, Chrissy, you know, your older audience out there, and the things that we have lost through the years, and it really made me stop and think a lot about him and all of the magnificent changes that he saw in his lifetime. Probably that generation probably saw more change than any other generation, and you know, I just wish I had been there with him to experience all that, because what a wealth of knowledge.
Yeah, yep. And it doesn't end. As long as we keep passing this on to our generations, you know, the baton of hope, so to speak, you know. You pass mm-hmm. that on to your kids and give them hope that even in a world such as what we have to face today, you know, everything in the world's not all bad, you know. And like you said earlier, Chrissy, we need to hear good, positive bits of information now and then, because otherwise it gets so overwhelming that everybody's sitting in the doom and gloom.
Right.
You're so right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
So I would say to all you people out there listening and folks in the chat room, you got some good information on alternative medicine. Put it out there for people to look. You know, maybe it's not the right thing for them, but maybe it will be the right thing for them. And you put that information out there, they might not have ever had it before. And with alternative energy, you know, I say this, and I know people think I'm crazy, but if you can't find free energy, you're simply not looking for it, because nature has provided everything that you need to enjoy your life. It's just that some individuals in this world feel it necessary to line their pockets instead of lining the hearts of the many out there. They line the pockets of the few while there's some starving baby somewhere in the world, you know? And to me, that sickens me, because there's more than enough to go around.
Absolutely. There is. And it's going to change. I think we're going to find out that money, this construct of money that so many people put so much stock into, is just a facade. It's just because we believe in the power of money, and we're going to go to completely money-free system. It's not going to even be bartering. It's just going to be, there's so much abundance out there, and it's being hoarded by the few, and we're going to open that up because it can't continue like this. And I don't think it's going to be like a gun-toting revolution. I think it's just going to be the practicality of what's the most needed, whether it's some kind of natural catastrophe or whatever. People are just going to start changing the way they deal in communities, and it's just going to become like you live in your family. Well, the family's going to become extended. It's going to be the community, and then it's going to be the city, and then it's going to be the state, and it's going to just grow like that. And I really see that happening, because I think that I learned that in 2007. It was like the only message I could hear, build community. And that's what we're doing here on the radio station. We're building community, and we're teaching people how to be self-sufficient and how to share. Like you said earlier, Shaziz, you have skills, you have information. Well, I have something maybe you need, and you have something maybe I need, and we can come together and we can use our talents and use our knowledge, and we can build a better world for each other.
And my friend Dobin in Spain, he coined the phrase guerrilla charity. If you see somebody hungry, just run by, hand them a sandwich, and run off. You know,
right.
Go to the hardware store, wherever the farmer's market, wherever they sell seeds, and buy a whole bunch of food seeds, and just go start slinging them in every direction. And so when there's food growing in every direction, then there's no need to go to the store where you can buy all the genetically altered food you can get your hands on for an astronomically high price, over 300% markup. You just go out in your local neighborhood, and if you need some tomatoes, pick them.
Right. And
that would be wonderful.
And get rid of your lawns. Get rid of your lawns and plant food.
Yep, there you go.
Edible garden. Do it.
That's the way to do it. Because, you know, like I said earlier, it's not going to come from any representation. It's going to come from we the people. If we get tired of paying the high food bills, then what we need to do while we still have the opportunity to do so is just start planting gardens everywhere. I mean, just plant gardens everywhere, and anything that somebody needs or provided for. If you got extra tomatoes, go trade them to your neighbor for extra potatoes or whatever, you know. That's what I'm talking about.
And those are blessings and miracles from, you know, passed on from one person to the next as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of neighbors out there. My buddy Chuck, he's a miracle. We got the best neighbor we could ever ask for. The guy's wonderful. He always checks in on us if he don't hear for us for a few days. He wants to make sure we're okay and all that. And, you know, bad weather, he looks in on us. So it's a miracle that we moved to the right place at the right time, and now we have a wonderful neighbor. You know, we can't even see our nearest neighbor. He's actually about a quarter of a mile away, but he still checks up on us.
Yeah, and I just love going to my mom and dad's, too, because, you know, I mean, they're probably about 30 to 40 minutes from the nearest larger town, and larger is not that big for them. I mean, we're talking maybe 2,500 people, the nearest town. But they live out in the country, and it just seems so refreshing every time I go up there because, you know, Shaziz and I live in an area that's has more people in it and things like that, and so it's so refreshing to go back to my roots, and where people take time out and they help each other, and hold on a second. And they help each other out, and they share food with each other, and it's just wonderful. You know, it's like a community for food and cheer, and it's just amazing.
Hey, we got Pam on here. How you doing? Can you hear us? You got your microphone on? Well, I can see her, but I can't hear her.
Maybe I scared her. She just said, how do I call them? And I just added her. I didn't even say I'm going to add you. I just added her. So, yeah, she's there. But
well, Pam, if you're listening, you're welcome to join in there.
Yeah, definitely.
So, you know, this has been a pretty good show. When I try to say to people, don't ever overlook the simple miracles, you know, That's a big deal. There's a lot of simple miracles happening. There's simple miracles happening right now. It'll be a miracle if we can get to hear Pam on here.
Yeah, that's a good one. Well, she's there, and she wants to come on, so we'll see what happens. But I'm going to let you go, guys go so I can finish this. Their cards, behavior cards. Somebody made up a game, and my sister got me to make it a digital Word document. So I don't know what they're going to do with it. Maybe print them out.
Fine.
Hi, hey, sweet. Hi.
We got her. Yay. How you doing,
yeah,
Pam?
Yeah, I can hear. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Go ahead. So what miracle's going on in your life?
I can actually hear you guys.
Well, just tell us about your miracle. Okay, well, she's trying. Just start talking, Pam.
And thank you for joining us, Chrissy. It is so wonderful having you today. Do have safe travels and enjoy your family.
Type in, we can hear, and tell her just go ahead and start talking.
Well, thank you. Thank you both for all that you do to just raise the vibration of love and giving and just hope. And thank you, Beverly, for this wonderful program. The music really took me back to my Bible study days when I was a kid. And, you know, it makes you feel good inside.
Yeah, so, thank you very much. It was fun doing this show. It took me down memory lane, too.
Yeah. You, too, have a wonderful...
Hello?
Evening. How you doing, Pam?
Thank you. You as
yeah,
well,
we can
Chrissy.
Hear you.
Oh, it's nice to be on air, you know, with you guys, and you've been talking about miracles.
Yep, yeah.
Can you say that again?
Oh, we can hear you fine. Go ahead.
Well, being alive is a big miracle, because a lot of people tired of sin today, and they are nowhere to be found. So I say, seeing a new day, every day you see is a miracle.
I agree 100%.
Definitely. Anytime you're above ground instead of below ground.
Yeah, and every day I keep saying this to people all the time, that, you know, when the sun comes up, that's a whole new fresh slate, a whole clean day to start off new.
Yes, it is.
I think we got a bit of delay in between us and Pam. We can hear you, Pam.
Well, I'm going to say good night, everybody, or good afternoon, I should say. I'm going to get finished on my little project so I can clean up and pack up and get ready for early leave tomorrow. And I'll be chatting with you, and I'll be on the radio Sunday. And we'll be shouting from the mountain. At shoutfromthemountain24@gmail.com, and we're just going to have some fun. And thank you guys for providing this wonderful opportunity. Thank you, Wake Radio and Shazizz Radio and all the other entities that are spreading the message of hope, love, and joy and peace.
All right,
thank
well,
you guys.
Pencil
thank
me
you,
in
Chrissy.
For that alternative energy convention.
Have fun with your family.
Thank you. And you're in. You're in like Flynn.
Do we still have Pam here? Uh-oh, looks like we lost her. Alright, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the wire there. I'll better give Beverly back her show.
Okay, well, it's getting to be time where we need to wrap up our show today. It's certainly been fun having all of you join me on here on the Hope Show, and we're so grateful that Chrissy and Pam were able to join us, and we're sorry, Pam, that we just couldn't quite make that connection, but please do join our show again sometime very soon. And we're so blessed to have all of you out there as our friends, and I hope you've enjoyed it, the show and the message. And I'm going to go play us up out here with a few more songs. I'm dedicating this first one to my grandpa, as it was his favorite holiday tune. And it's called White Christmas by Bing Crosby. Shaziz, is there anything else you'd like to say before I go ahead and play this tune?
Just keep hope, faith, and peace and love alive, and then we will be fine from there.
God bless each and every one of you. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, I wish you every miracle this holiday season and beyond. From our home to yours, we love you.
Radio silence.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen. With every Christmas card I write, may your day be merry and bright, and may all your Christmas.
Day be merry and bright.